Hi, Dan. Dan, thank you so much for holding. My name is Paul. I am the area manager. You were just speaking with Mary, and Mary wanted me to get on the line here, of course, so I could get you the details, you know, how the service works, everything that's expected, you know, how many calls you're going to get, answer all of your questions for you, everything that would be included here. She did also want me to, you know, make it affordable, and you are an established business. You do actually qualify for a reduced rate. Being that you've been in business for so long. Happy Thursday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Very good. Very good. Thank you.
Good. Wonderful to hear that. And I appreciate you taking the phone call during a busy work day. I do have your file here in front of me. And I'm sure, Dan, that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably at least a little familiar with that local map, right? The PAC result that pops up when someone does a keyword search.
Yeah, sort of.
Yes, of course. I mean, we all use it for something. And what it means for you is that people will be able to find your company, actually pick up the phone and call you directly. They won't even need to know the name of your business. But as long as they are in, you know, that service area, roughly 30 miles, residential and commercial clients looking for a handyman near me, if they're typing in a specific service that you want to be found for, we'll make sure your business and the website pop up where people can call you directly. So it's not a lead-based service. You're not paying for leads. You're not chasing down leads. You're not going to be in a bidding war with your competitors. You'll simply get those calls directly to you. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate. Is it just you doing the work, or do you have like a helper or a crew?
Yeah, I have some people.
You have some people, especially when you need it, right, for bigger jobs. I know you do maintenance, you do repairs, you are capable of doing bigger jobs. This is going to allow you to kind of pick and choose the jobs that are going to be most profitable for you. And whether you do 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it is a flat rate. Like I said, you qualify as an established business. Our legacy rate is what we call it. That's for businesses that have been around for more than 15 years. That's the lowest rate that we offer to the public. It's actually 50% off the normal cost of the service. And in this case, it would save you $300 every month off of our platinum package, which is perfect for the needs of your business, that 30-mile radius, residential and commercial. You would save $300 every month. 50% off the cost of the service brings the rate down from what would have otherwise normally been $599 a month to just $299. That $299 is actually the exact amount. So you're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. It would only ever be that exact amount, that flat rate. Now, you would, of course, get a detailed reporting and tracking system so you would see exactly how much work you're getting and where that work is coming from. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
Nope.
Mary says you have a website, but I can't find it, and she did not attach it here. What is the domain of that website?
It's Ace Maintenance and Repairs.
Yeah, like .com, your website.
Yep.
Okay. Right. And the and is what, spelled out, A-N-D, in the website domain?
No.
You wouldn't be able to have an ampersand or the symbol for the word in an active website or even an email.
I could send you a direct link, but I mean, it's just set up, but I didn't really put any work into it.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, if you have a domain without much content on it, we do build websites in-house for our clients that don't have a website or they don't like their website. They've got an old website. They're working on one that's months out. It only takes us about 5 or 7 business days to build out that website for you. It's included at no cost. I mean, we want you to have an active website because our job is not just to put you where people can see you. It is to give them the reasons to call you. We certainly know that most potential customers do like to look at a couple of websites. That's actually how they decide who to call. So once you have that website and you're on that first page, it would mean a steady stream of phone calls coming directly to you. Now, being that it is month to month and of course designed to get your phone ringing. Is that something you would want for your business at this point? More phone calls, more jobs?
Well, every business wants that, right? So bottom line is yes.
Yeah, I mean, you are not like struggling or starving for work. Obviously, you've been doing this for a long time. People have used your services before and use your services again. They recommend you to their friends. But as long as you can handle at least a little bit more work here and there, putting your company, especially with your experience, on that first page of Google, that's going to get you good quality opportunities. Obviously, most consumers do look for someone who knows what they're doing, someone with experience. We do too. That's actually why we offer a reduced rate for established companies. We know that you know what you're doing, that you'll be able to handle more business and take on quality work. And it's really easy for us to brand you as the guy who is knowledgeable, trustworthy, the guy with experience, the guy you should trust, the guy you should call, and that's going to translate quite well when people see you online. Now, that detailed reporting and tracking system, of course, it lets you know exactly how much work you're getting and where that work's coming from. Most of the time, you will, of course, simply get calls directly to you. Everything has the click-to-call feature. We will be promoting your phone number. Customers will call that number directly, both residential and commercial. Did you have any particular preference, residential over commercial, the other way around? No real preference at all?
No preference.
Yeah, and it's good to have those opportunities. And like I said, the calls come directly to you, so you can, you know, pick the job that's closer to home, the bigger job that's going to pay you well for your time. You take the smaller job, you can get done quick and move on to the next one. Maybe it's just the materials involved that would mean a higher profit margin for you, better use of your time, more money at the end of the day, kind of working smarter versus harder. One thing that Mary did attach here was an Angie profile, Home Advisor powered by Angie. That, of course, is a very, very different service. That's a paid lead service. Are you using it currently? Are you paying for leads right now?
Just a little tad.
Okay, yeah. I mean, it's there when you need it, right? And that's a good thing, right? And our service works the same way. If you end up getting more work than you can take on, you can pause it. If you need to go on vacation, I mean, you could, if necessary, pause the service seasonally. You can, of course, stop at any time for any reason. No questions asked or fees involved. It is 100% at will, no contract. Now, I mean, with the website, you know, even if we have to build out a new website for you, there is no cost. There's going to be $100 of Facebook ads included. Facebook ads are like 20 or 22 cents per click, so you would be looking at about 400 clicks every month from people that can find you on their Facebook page. Just another great way to get your name out there in front of people in your service area that might be needing your services. Now, this is a position that we are actively filling, meaning we're looking for just one company to work with. Once we find that company, we are required by Google to close out the category. We cannot put our clients in competition with each other. We service all of the United States, all of Canada, every industry that you can imagine, and it does not make sense for us to put our clients in competition. It makes more sense to make sure that our clients are getting that maximum return on investment because it's month to month. We want to keep you as a satisfied client. But that's exactly how we've been able to keep our doors open for more than 20 years. We started in 2004. I've been with the company myself for almost a dozen years, since April of 2013. You would definitely be in good hands with us. I mean, since it is month to month, is that something you would want to try out at least for a month or two?
So simply it's month to month, and it's a flat rate of how much did you say?
It's $299. That is a reduced rate, but it's a fixed rate, so it's not going to balloon up on you. As long as you choose to keep the service, it would be that exact amount, that fixed flat rate on a month to month basis.
So let me just ask you a question.
Sure.
Generally speaking, if it's so $300 a month, and that. About how many calls would I get and how many sort of, actually, you know, I don't want too many calls either. I just want quality contact of the,
typically what you're going to get. Right.
Right. So how many calls do you think I will be getting Like I said, I don't need 200 phone calls. So that's,
no, you wouldn't expect that. Let me do a quick search here. 30 miles is about what you want to be.
No, I said 30 minutes. 30 minutes.
So 30 minutes. Okay.
15 to 20 minute radius.
15 to 20 miles, but like a 30-minute radius. Okay. So she might have either misunderstood you, or maybe she just typed it in wrong out of habit. But 30 minutes, not miles. So we said 15 to 20?
Yeah, 20 minutes. 20 miles is fine.
Okay, so I'll do 20 then. I'll do a 20-mile radius, and that's coming from 30096. This is not going to show everything here. But it looks like it's showing the eight most popular search phrases relating to handyman, residential and commercial, some of the smaller jobs that we would expect you to be able to do. This is not everything that you can be found for. Certainly, you know, you can still get additional phone calls that this doesn't actually show. But in the last 30 days for that 20-mile radius, and those seven most popular search phrases, you're looking at 1,814 searches. That's not going to be phone calls, but Google does say that businesses on the first page do see between 1% and 2% of the total number of searches for their services translating into direct phone calls. First of all, it's not even 1,800 people searching once. People search maybe over the course of a week or two, different things they might type in, but 1,800 searches, 1% would be 18, 2% 36. We can add a few more because obviously this is only the most popular search phrases, typically about 75 to 80% of the total number of searches. But if you're getting like 20 or 40 phone calls a month directly to you from someone who saw the website before they called you, I mean, even a modest conversion rate with something like that would have you being profitable. Not inundating you with more work or even more phone calls than you can handle, but at least, you know, getting a couple of jobs here and there. I mean, it really is designed for one job that wasn't going to find you otherwise, one extra job to offset the cost of the service at that $299. But like I said, if you're getting, you know, 20 or 40 phone calls a month, you know, a couple few extra jobs a week, I think definitely going to have you being profitable. You're not like a hair salon or a doggy walker. You don't need 15 jobs just to break even, right?
Correct. All right. So with that said, the payment is due at what stage if we start, let's say,
Great question.
Let's say we start on the 10th or 15th. And then we'll try a month. When is the payment due?
Sure. So it bills proactively the day that you start, kind of like your rent. You know, you pay on the first, you're paid up through the end of the month. In this case, let's say we started today's date, the 9th, it would bill today for $299. Your next payment will be scheduled February 9th. It would bill on the 9th of the month moving forward. And it is, like I said, month to month, no contract. We do get started right away. In fact, if you're available the day you sign up to do what's called a client interview, we start creating that content right away. We talk to you about your services, your service area, anything like a mission statement, motto, etc.
Okay.
And that allows us to get everything going right away.
How
the Facebook
this?
Ads are up and running
Can
in about
we do
a week.
This?
Mm-hmm.
Can we do this? Actually, tomorrow we're having a snowstorm. Mm-hmm. And I'm tied up for the next few days anyway. So we could try a trial from the 15th of January to February 15th. And I think as you said, it's a month-to-month basis anyway.
Month-to-month, correct. Yes, absolutely.
Right. And we, okay. Because actually, here's my problem. I mean, you know, the NGLs, they do get a lot of leads.
Right.
The homeowners are really complaining that they just get inundated with so many phone calls that they get annoyed. So, and that's why, I mean, you know, I found some pretty good clients from there, which is okay.
Yeah.
But the problem
right.
is it's too many nonsenses.
So
I'll
you're
try yours out and
sure.
We'll go from there.
Right. I mean, if you're getting phone call or if you're getting leads and then calling them, you're paying for those leads, and you're calling the people that are complaining they're getting so many phone calls. I know that, you know, it is a shared lead system. Every lead that you get does get sent and sold to a handful of your competitors. But if you're paying for that lead, of course, it's in your best interest to call that person. But if you're hearing people complaining that they're getting too many phone calls, they've already scheduled it with somebody else, I think you're going to like this a lot better. Now, the name of the business is Ace Maintenance and Repairs, right? With the ampersand, right. Though, the symbol for the word and,
yeah,
not
symbol.
The A-N-D. That's okay, correct. Gotcha. That's how we have right. it. And then the phone number that we're speaking on, and I wasn't able to pull up your website, but the one that we're speaking on, this is the business number, the one on the website, the one you want your customers to call?
On my website? So you found my website?
No, I have not. I've not been able to pull it up. It says it's unable to be reached with the Ace Maintenance, andrepairs.com. But 770...
No, actually, the homepage is acemaintenancerepairs.com.
Oh, no A-N-D. Gotcha. And then the 770-904-9358, that's the best number for your customers to call. Is it also the best number for
that's
us to reach you? Okay, that's the business number. And is it the best number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yep, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. We do use phone, text, and email. Usually the method that's, kind of most in line with what we're trying to get out to you, the information we're trying to get out to you, the information most appropriate. Emails are usually for longer pieces of information and something that we want you to have for your records. I do see 8maintenance.r@gmail.com. Is that correct?
That is.
Okay. And did you have any particular preference as to how we reach you, phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Yeah, text is great. Email is great. I mean, yeah, depends on the content, so.
Yeah, sure. There's going to be a little bit of redundancy. If we try to call you, we don't reach you, we'll leave a message, send a text. And then the business is service-based, meaning that you only go to the customer. There's not like a physical address, showroom, location that you would want your customers to know about, right?
No, that's correct.
That's perfectly understandable. In fact, it's expected. Google understands that most service-based businesses are kind of run from the home, run out of the truck. They wouldn't want to list any street address for you. Of course, they don't want anyone driving out there knocking on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. And then, Dan, Mary never did get your last name.
My name is Ben, B-E-N. Last name is Ryu, R-Y-U.
R-Y-U? Okay. And your first name is Ben, B-E-N, right?
Yep. That's
okay, Ben. Now, Ben, if you don't have any other questions for me, I would do a couple of things. We would be looking to get everything started on the 15th, so we would be scheduling your follow-up call for the 15th. I am required as a Google partner to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is that fixed flat rate, that it is month-to-month. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It is actually pretty straightforward, though. I am required to read that voice verification before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we would put the billing information on file, schedule your follow-up call for the 15th, and then process morning.
Excuse me one sec. I do have one concern. You know, there's so much fraud and there's so much fraud activity going on. So how do I verify I'm going to put it this way. If we start on the 15th and whatever you need to set up, you do your thing. And so can we do, it's 30 days. For a trial.
Right, sure.
Can we start the work, hopefully you start sending me the leads on the 10th, 15th of the month. Mm-hmm. And so for 10 days, then I'll make the payment on the 15th, 25th. I'll make the payment. And then, I'll make the payment once we start the process, at least a week into it, week and a half into it. Does that work?
Yeah, so, I mean, we wouldn't actually be able to do, like, a free trial, and which is kind of what you're asking for.
No, I'm not asking for a free trial. like I said, I want the, once we kick it up, let's say a week into it, then I'll be happy to make the whole month payment, and then we could go on a cycle of the payment on the due on the 15th of each month if we decide to proceed. But I'm saying that once we start the work on the 15th, I'll pay you the week after.
I understand. I understand completely what you're saying.
Right.
And when I was saying you want a free trial, I wasn't saying that you weren't going to pay us for the services. You just want us to get things started right away.
Right.
And then
right.
if it's working, then you pay for it or something
right.
similar to
yeah.
that. Right. Right. So it's not within
right.
my ability as a you know, pricing director to do that for you. It's not my company. But, I mean, I get your concerns. You want to make sure that it's working, right? You want to make sure that you're working with a legitimate company. And your success online really is determined by the company that you work with. I did send you a link to our pricing page. Of course, we are not Google. It's a text message. You should be able to open that up and maybe put me on speakerphone. I certainly would like to walk you through a couple of things there. We are not Google. If anyone calls you and tells you that they are Google for something like this, they'd be telling stories. Google will, though, make these phone calls, but it's only for businesses that have at least 100 locations or more. For anything less than that, it falls to the responsibility of the Google partners. We are a Google partner. The name of the company is Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website. The link I sent out to you is localsplash.com/SEO-packages. It's the link directly to our pricing page. You can, of course, navigate the rest of our website from there. We've been around since 2004. Now, one thing that I can do, and it's almost what you're asking, but, you know, obviously you still have to pay up front. I mean, the Facebook ads are up and running in that first week, so we're already coming out of pocket to pay for the ads, right? I mean, it's included in what you pay us, but if you're not paying us up front, I mean, you know, obviously it wouldn't work out. And we are, you know, spend hours, like it's about 100 hours total with all the directories that we have to create, make sure you're PIN verified, do your client interview and things like that. So it would bill on the day that you start, but I am allowed once per quarter, and obviously it's a brand new year, it's a brand new quarter, I'm allowed to do what's called a 6-week first month, and it's exactly like it sounds. Your first month is actually 6 weeks. So let's say we started on the 15th. Let me pull up the calendar here. Instead of having your payment due on February 15th, it would not be due until February 29th, okay? So you'd be getting like a free half a month, you know, but you would still have to pay on the 15th, the day that we get things started. Now, are you able to open up, or have you already opened up the link that I sent out to you?
Would you text me, you said?
It's a text, yeah.
Check to see, okay, Local Splash.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, you know, you are of course going to get a detailed reporting and tracking system. 24/7 access and reports update throughout the day. So very near real-time reporting, you'll see exactly how much work you're getting. You'll see where the work's coming from. You'll see the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases, how many times you're popping up for each search. You'll know which clients found you from the paid ads, the local map, individual directories, etc. You can manage your reviews right from your tracking system. Every review that you get online, no matter where it originates, Google, Bing, Foursquare, Yelp, it will repopulate on your tracking system, making it very easy for you to request reviews or respond to reviews right from that one place. Like I said, we've been doing this since 2004. I've been with the company myself since April of 2013, almost 12 years already, and of course a 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. It is month to month, but our clients do keep the service because it works. You'll see that blue tinted photo. It outlines a few of the things that we do, especially early on. Beneath it, it says Google Ads Partner. There's a box that you can click on that says Google Partner with that colorful G. That is not copy and pasted off the internet. That's actually our badge of authenticity provided to us by Google. And if you click on it, of course, it goes to google.com/partner. Right on Google's website, you can see that Local Splash is a Google partner. That ensures your success. We get our training and our updates directly from Google. Even when Google makes changes to their Mapper Path algorithm, they do then share those changes with us ahead of time. So you'll always have the right content that will keep you ahead of your competitors. And that's exactly where you want to be, right? In the exact moment, in the exact place when someone in your service area is looking for your services. Now, if you go back to the link that I sent out to you, just below where we were, it says SEO packages. You're actually going to be getting the Platinum package, which is perfect for your services in your service area. It is not $5.99 a month. Like I said, it is just $2.99 a month. You already have a website, although there's still a lot of content that we have to create. I do want to make it affordable for you. I would actually waive the initial setup fee. It is there to help us offset the cost, a little bit of what we create up front. So if I waive that setup fee, then obviously we have to earn your business for a few months. Your success is our success. We do want to get you going and of course, get your phone ringing. You'd be looking at exactly $2.99 as an out-the-door cost. You're saving $5.99 in your first month. It's almost like getting the entire first month for free just for the normal cost of the setup fee. But it is actually better than that, a lot better than that, because every month that you keep the service, it is just $2.99. So you save $300 every month. It's a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. It would never go up, not at any time, not even by a penny. Now, I know you've got some questions. Like I said, I would have to read the voice verification. It does answer some of the questions that you might have.
Okay.
And if everything still makes sense, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Okay. Yep.
Give me just 1 second here, Ben, to get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call would in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Ace Maintenance and Repairs.
And it's the ampersand, the symbol, not the word A&D spelled out. Your website has it as an LLC, and I understand that it is an LLC, but it seems like you don't want the LLC to be included in the branding of the business, right? Just Ace Maintenance and Repairs?
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. That is how I have it. And then, Ben, please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Ben Ryu, and my role is, I'm the proprietor,
mm-hmm.
The owner-operator.
The owner-operator. And as the owner-operator of Ace Maintenance and Repairs, Mr. Ryu, you are, of course, then, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
That's correct.
Of course, make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Ben, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
I am.
Of course. And then it does say to get results as fast as possible. It is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. To put it this way, it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you. So for that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Ben, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course. And as long as you answer your phone, you'll do well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. We are already aware of the Angie leads. I know you've got a Facebook page. I meant to say Yelp. But, you know, the reason we ask is that, well, first of all the content that we create for your business, we certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or perhaps even more important is that we always make sure your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think would also create online content for your business, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Ben, that's fair enough, right?
Absolutely.
Perfect. We do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, since customers do not come to you, we'll make sure that no physical street address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost, reducing the cost of the service, waiving your setup fee, with it being month to month, but that first month being 6 weeks, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, and of course the start date being next Wednesday, the 15th. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I will actually waive altogether, will be charged on Wednesday, January 15th, in the total amount of exactly $299.00. That reduced rate is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount, meaning no taxes, no fees, there's no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads are included, Siri on a smartphone, etc. And when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew, billing on a month-to-month basis, with your second payment being scheduled not February 9th, but February 23rd. Recurring billing would be on the 23rd of the month moving forward.
Correction.
After that.
Oh, correction?
Sure, of course.
Correction. February 15th, January 15th, and then February
29th. So it'd be 2 weeks after
right.
the 15th, 6 weeks exactly.
Right, right, right.
So we'd bill today's date, or not today's date, the 15th, since we're not starting today, and
right.
then 2 weeks after mm-hmm. that, well, actually 6 weeks after that, which would be February 29th, would be your second payment, recurring billing on the 29th of the month moving forward after that. Of
right.
course, it is month-to-month, no contract. It would only always ever be exactly $299 a month, no taxes, fees, surcharges, lead fees. It is an exact amount. And, of course, month-to-month, no contract, which means at will, you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can also pause it. If you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, pause the service seasonally, you can do so by simply contacting our client support team. All that we would request to prevent the charge of the following month is that we would contact or that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Ben, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Ryu, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation
yes.
terms? Okay.
Yes.
So, like I said, we do want to do your client interview, and that would be the day that you start, which would be this coming Wednesday, the 15th. We could do as early as looks like 10 a.m. or as late as 6 p.m. Just about every space in between has at least one spot available, especially that far out. The one exception would be their late lunch at 3 o'clock. We schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25, 30 minutes. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call.
Sure.
Would you want something kind of mid-morning?
10
a.m.? Okay. So
10 a.m. is fine.
This will be 10 a.m. on the 15th. It'll be scheduled from 10 o'clock until 11. It's a one-hour window. The call typically takes about, you know, 30, maybe 35 minutes. And again, like I said, you don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. At 9 o'clock, our automated system will send you a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at 10. And I'm also, in a couple of minutes here, going to send you a calendar invite. The calendar invite is really just for your records. You do not need to
yes.
respond to it, okay? I was going to say local splash, C-I-E-N-G, that just stands for client interview conducted in English. Now, we will not process that payment until the morning of the 15th, just before your 10 o'clock client interview. But how did you want to take care of that initial investment? MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover, what's going to work best for you, Ben?
So you want to do that today instead of Wednesday?
Well, I'd have to have it on file to secure the listing and, of course, to schedule that follow-up call. But we will not process the payment until just prior to that 10 o'clock follow-up call on Wednesday the 15th.
I got you. Okay, that's fine. Visa?
Is it your name on the card, the business name, or both?
Business name.
Is it Ben, Benjamin, any middle initial?
No, actually, my legal name is HWA.
Oh, HWA. So you go by Ben?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then you said it was a Visa. So that should start with a 4, all Visa cards do.
So, you ready?
Yes,
Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
4427-3225-4046-5528.
And then the expiration month and year?
0629.
06 of 2029. And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
653.
You said 653, 653?
Yep.
Okay. And I've got, like, is it 06 or June of 2029 for the expiration? And then, Ben, the card itself was at 43-27-32-25-40-46-55-28.
Hold on, repeat that. Can you start?
Yeah.
So you begin?
I have 44, 27, 32, 25, 40, 46, 55, 28.
That's correct.
Okay. And then is that the home address, the billing, the 3470 McClure Bridge Road?
It's a business address?
No, the billing address of that particular card.
Yeah. 44.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
And that's 30096. Okay, perfect. So on the morning of the 15th, as soon as we process that payment right before your client interview at 10 o'clock, you'll receive a confirmation email. It does have our client support phone number, the hours of operation on there. By the way, you can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Of course, that's Eastern time. You can email the support team 24/7. They will follow up with you within that same business day unless they receive that email either after hours or very late in the day, in which case they would follow up with you within that next business day. You won't get that confirmation email until the morning of the 15th when we process that payment. But it will have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. If you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Which information?
For the number of client support, if you need to give us a call.
Oh, text it to me or email it to me the information.
You'll get it emailed out to you on the morning of the 15th. An additional email will be sent out. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That is everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. There'll also be a link on the invoice email to, you'll receive that link by text message as well. It's going to be making more sense when you see it, but just to kind of give you a heads up, we're going to want you to take a look at that real quick. It's going to ask you to click a couple of boxes, one that you agree to receive SMS or text messages, the other that you are the certified holder and signer of the card. It's going to be sent to your official legal name, first name HWA, last name RYU, but I do have it in my notes here that you go by Ben. And then once you hit confirm signature, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've reduced the cost of the service. It does allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. Our client interview technician will be calling you like minutes after you receive it. Like I said, you won't get that until we process the payment just prior to your 10 o'clock client interview. So our technician can certainly walk you through anything if you have any questions. The one other thing that I did want to do here was just to add another layer of protection on the account, a little bit of extra security, a simple question and answer. So Ben, if anyone calls us and tells us they are with Ace Maintenance and Repairs, even if it's you and we recognize your voice and we would expect it to only be you, but we may still from time to time ask you to verify the answer to the security question. And then this is especially important, especially if you start getting phone calls after we get everything set up and started from someone not a potential customer. If someone is saying that they're local Splash, or even if they say they're Google, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. And if they can't within seconds give you that information, do not entertain that phone call. It wouldn't be us. If anyone calls you and tells you that you would need to pay more money for your Google listing, they for sure wouldn't know the question or the answer, because that would not be us at all. Don't even entertain that phone call. Like I said, the voice verification was already recorded and already attached to your account. It is for your protection. It clearly states that it would bill on the 15th of January and then every month moving forward on the 29th, starting in February, and only exactly $2.99, never a penny more. Now, your options for your security question, Ben, are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
I guess pet's name is good.
First pet. And then what is the answer?
Bella.
Bella, B-E-L-L-A?
Yeah.
Okay, Bella, I have to type it in twice, but you are all set and squared away there. And other than that, I wanted to be the first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get that going for you. I am going to send you that calendar invite. It is just for your records. It's going to say Local Splash C-I-E-N-G. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. And then it's going to have your username, which is actually the phone number that we are speaking on. Area code is included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. You'll get all of this by email as well. A welcome email has your login credentials. You don't need to write it down now. But you can't change your username. It's in our system the same way, designed to be easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. So it is just 770-904-9358. Looks like your default password is runfriends, R-U-N-F-R-I-E-N-D-S, all lowercase, no space. Like I said, you'll get that in the welcome email once we process that payment the morning of the 15th. The follow-up call with our technician will be shortly after that. And if I am in between phone calls when our technician's ready to call you, I'll be able to jump on that call in the beginning just to say a quick hello to you, answer any questions that you may have. Like I said, you will at 9 o'clock on the 15th get a reminder email through our automated system that the call itself is scheduled at 10. And I did just send you a calendar invite. Again, you do not have to respond to that invite, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. Just another reminder for your records there. Other than that, we look forward to speaking with you. The next call will be on the 15th, and we'll go from there.
Sounds good. Perfect.
Thank you, Ben. I really appreciate you.
Thank you.
You take care. You have a great rest of the day, sir.
You too. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.